This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Under law, corporations are supposed to serve the profit interests of their shareholders. Now, that puts some companies in a legal bind when they try to go beyond making money by also setting out to make the world a better place. Marketplace's Annie Baxter has a status report on a growing number of states that allow what are called benefit corporations.
Come January, when companies in Minnesota can officially register as benefit corporations, Sunrise Banks hopes to be one of the first in line.
How would you like your cash back?
20s.
All 20s?
Sunrise is a family-owned bank in the Twin Cities. Its chief executive, David Reiling, says the company has always had a social mission to help some groups get better access to capital.
What that means from a local standpoint is over 60% of our loans are made each year in low and moderate income communities.
Reiling thinks that's consistent with the idea of a benefit or B corporation. The concept involves putting a goal, like improving the community or environment, on equal footing with profit making. Patagonia is one of the best known examples of a benefit corporation. It sells outdoor gear and tries to limit its environmental footprint. David Reiling thinks the designation could boost Sunrise Bank's brand and profitability.
We see it actually increasing and expanding because we're a B corporation.
B Corporation status also affords some legal protections. It applies less to a firm like Sunrise, where Reiling and his parents are majority owners, and more to publicly held companies. If shareholders sue because social goals overtake profit goals, management has a defense. The company was set up with a social mission. Critics of benefit corporations still expect plenty of lawsuits.
Because ultimately, there'll be disputes between shareholders and management on the appropriate course, and fabulous for the courts, lousy for the investors.
Charles Elson is a corporate governance expert at the University of Delaware. He says firms that fail to turn a profit could hide behind their social missions, or unethical companies could masquerade as do-gooders.
I think it's one of these things that sounds great, but when it's developed, it creates a lot more problems than solutions.
Right now, it's a problem a growing number of companies are willing to have. 22 states have adopted laws allowing B corporations, and legislation is sitting on the governor's desks in three more. In St. Paul, Minnesota, I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.